นีราชาสาสุนันตุสขาโมคดังธรรมสวนาคาโลอายังบาดันดาธรรมสวนาคาโลอายังบาดันดาธรรมสวนาคาโลอายังบาดันดานะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธ
Okay, so today I'd like to continue what I have stopped yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned that the notion of I am occurs owing to clinging. And clinging to what? Clinging to five aggregates.So whatever arises in the body and mind, without mindfulness and wisdom to see is vanishing, to see is suffering nature, to see is condition arising phenomena, then the mind will cling to whatever arises in the body and mind as myself, therefore the notion of I am occur. So how to overcome this notion of I am? Since we already know how the notion of I am arises, then now as a practitioner, we must know how not to let the notion of I am occur.Right? This is our duty and our practice. So how to let this notion not arise in your mind? By arousing your mindfulness and wisdom. So in this Sutta Yamaka Sutta, Sutta 85, Kanda Sangyutta, Venerable Sariputta give five ways of contemplations.To remove the notion of I am. Not only that, even to the achievement of arahantship. Okay. So he said that whatever arises in the mind and body, or another word, five aggregates, then he understands as it really is impermanent form as impermanent form. When we talk about form, please don't forget, form is composed by four elements. You must always have this thought in your mind. So whatever form arises, if you can understand it as it really is, impermanent form, mentally note it, impermanent form as impermanent form, then your mind will not engage with form. Your mind will not cling to form.And your mind will not take a stand upon the form as myself. Let me give you an example. Now, last night, in the midnight, my feet cramp. So without mindfulness and wisdom, we will say, "Wow, why so painful? Cramp, the whole foot become hard, cannot move." But I don't react in that way. So the moment I feel my foot cramp, I quickly note vanishing. Maybe 1 or 2 seconds or 3 seconds later, not immediately because in the midnight. So mindfulness is not so sharp. So after 3 or 4 seconds later, then I contemplate vanishing. Before I contemplate, when the foot cramps, I can feel.The mind react to it, right? Because no mindfulness. The mind reacts to it. Oh, my foot cramps. But the moment after 4 seconds, I arouse my mindfulness, then I contemplate vanishing. The moment I contemplate vanishing, I can see clearly my mind did not react. My mind did not react to this painful sensation. And the moment my mind did not react to it, at the same time, I do not take a stand upon this claim as myself. I can see very clearly how is my reaction, how I observe the arising phenomena. So the moment I just not vanishing, then I have no further reaction. At the same time, my mind did not take a stand upon this claim as myself. So at that moment, I discard, I give up, or I let go the notion of I am. This is the practice. You practice it moment to moment. Every moment, whenever you have mindfulness and wisdom, then you do not develop the notion of I am. You, from moment to moment, you give up the identity view. So as I know vanishing, of course it will vanish, otherwise I cannot get up, right? So after, you know, maybe 20 seconds, then I can see it passes away and the mind remains equanimous. So my mind is not affected at all. Not because I'm a great person. Simply I arouse mindfulness and wisdom and note vanishing. Therefore, don't think this is reciting meditation. If you still think, until so many times I repeatedly tell you again and again, and you still think this is reciting, then you have the call. No hope. If you still think it's reciting, is it through my own experience? The moment I know vanishing, my mind did not react. For example, the pain arises in you. If you know vanishing, you will not react to that pain. At the same time, you can see yourself, your mind did not cling to that pain as myself, as mine. This is what we want to achieve. Right? This is what Buddha says, sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe dhamma anatta. This is the final goal we want to reach by just start with this simple technique. And this simple technique takes me more than 15 years to discover this technique. Previously, I'm also like most of people, don't know how to note my mind. When anger comes, you know, you react to the anger and suffer from the anger. Because I don't have the technique to note it. And some teacher teach, when anger comes, you know anger. So I know anger, it become more angry. Because the word give fire to the mind, anger. So it become more angry, which I feel not effective for me, but maybe effective for other people. Okay? So if you want to note anger, why not note vanishing, right? Why not contemplate not myself? Right? Anger is a state of mind, not myself. At least this word teach you. At least this word is according to the truth. Alright? Okay. So when I see impermanent form as impermanent form, so my mind does not engage with this cramp, this painful sensation. And my mind does not cling to it. And my mind does not take a stand upon it as myself. This is how I let go of identity view. By contemplate form, impermanent form as impermanent form. Do you get it? Okay. So this is the first contemplation. The second contemplation, Venerable Sariputta said, you should, whatever arises in the mind and body, or one among the five aggregate, you should understand it as it really is painful form as painful form. So in case you don't want to note impermanent form, you don't like impermanent because you like permanent. So then you can change, you can note painful form as painful form. But this is more a little bit difficult. For example, when you note painful form as painful form, it becomes more painful. It's better not called impermanent, which is much more effective. But sometimes, when you see the pain arise, passes away, arise again on other places, you know, keep on coming, going, keep on coming and going, then you feel the stress. You feel that this stress is called dukkha in the teaching of the Buddha. So then at this time, you should contemplate painful form as painful form. Because you see, arise, passes again, arise, passes again, there's no end to it. The moment you have the body, you have this painful form. So now you recognize, you understand. Then at this time, it's the right time for you to contemplate painful form as painful form. Why should we contemplate painful form as painful form? Why should we not contemplate? How if we contemplate painful form? Stop. You say painful form as painful form. Very long. Too long sentence. Can I contemplate painful form? That's all. Can or cannot? Why cannot? Okay, let me analyze for you. If you note painful form, sometimes we have latent defilements, right? There's one latent defilement called identity view, sakkaya ditthi. So if you note painful form, then not yet finished. Painful form as mine. Painful form belong to me. Painful form as myself. So there is not yet full stop. So you can create because of the latent defilement in our mental stream. So our mind will immediately react to this painful form as I, myself. Therefore, if you say painful form, which I think not effective. Right? Similarly, if you note anger, the mind also can cling to that anger as my anger, right? Therefore, I say not effective. I have been trying that method for a long time. And it takes me more than 10 years to discover this technique, simple technique, and yet so effective. Okay? But if you note painful form as painful form, this sentence already teach you form as form, form as not myself. Right? Yesterday we talk already, therefore, self as in form, form as in self. All this wrong view will leave you. So this is the reason. You should note painful form as painful form to get rid the identity view. Otherwise, you will cling to the painful form as myself, as I am. Understand? Okay. Understand, have to put into practice. Okay. Otherwise, you cannot see the effect. Okay, and sometimes painful feeling. Painful feeling arises, mental painful feeling. We have some stress, worry, all this mental painful feeling arises in you. You can note painful feeling as painful feeling. When you note painful feeling as painful feeling, then the mind will not cling to it, will not take a stand upon this mental painful feeling as myself. Then there's no further reaction, no further karma. Right? If you react to it, then you perform further karma, which will bear its unwholesome result as well. Therefore, as a practitioner, we want to stop all the unwholesome karma by way of mindfulness and wisdom. Okay? Okay, similarly, it's painful perception or painful formation or painful consciousness. Whatever five aggregate that arise in you, you must be able to contemplate it as either you contemplate it as impermanent feeling as impermanent feeling or painful feeling as painful feeling. Okay, the third contemplation. Venerable Sariputta said, he understands it as it really is, selfless form, as selfless form. or selfless feeling as selfless feeling or selfless mind as selfless mind. So when a painful sensation, pain arises in you, instead of not impermanent or painful, sometimes you should note selfless pain. Because there are many pain, various pain arise in the body. So once a while you change, you say selfless pain as selfless pain. Don't cling to that pain as I mind myself. So when you contemplate selfless pain and selfless pain, your mind will not engage with the pain. Your mind will not cling to the pain. Your mind will not take a stand upon the pain as myself. This is how you let go of identity view from moment to moment. That wrong view has to be let go from moment to moment. Not one trick you can kill the identity view. That's not possible. Right? Similarly, whatever state of the mind, consciousness, mental consciousness, mind consciousness, whatever state of the mind, for example, worry, which most people have this hindrance, worry is one of the hindrances. So when worry arises in you, you must be able to recognize it first. Without recognize it, you are unable to contemplate it as selfless mind. Or selfless mind as selfless mind. Without mindfulness, you just react to it only, right? So we train our mind to be mindful whatever arises on the in mental state, whether it's worry. When worry arises, note selfless mind or selfless mental state as selfless mental state. It means that that's not myself. Worry is not myself. Or you can note worry is not myself. Easy. Or when there's fear, fear is also one of the great hindrances. One of the great hindrances that most people encounter. So when fear arises, the first step you must recognize it. Without recognize it, you are unable to contemplate. Unable to contemplate it as impermanent or painful or selfless. Either one you choose. Then when you contemplate it, try to detach yourself from that mental state. Even the words already teach you to detach. But your mental inclination also important. Try to separate yourself with that mental state. One try, fail, no problem. 10 times fail, also no problem. 100 times fail, then something wrong with you. Okay, 100 times fail, then really something wrong with you, because when you note the time, you still cling to it. So by noting, you make sure your mind detached from that state of the mind. When you note your pain, painful, impermanent pain as impermanent pain, you also must get ready, prepare your mind to detach from it. Don't only mentally say, impermanent pain as impermanent, your mind, my pain. Of course, 200 times also not effective. It's not a technique, not efficient. It's that you do not prepare your mind. You very strongly cling to it, then the technique cannot help you. So you yourself must prepare yourself. Whatever state you are noted, you are contemplating, detach yourself from it. Only then that technique become very efficient. Okay? So, restless arise in you, also contemplate selfless mental state as selfless mental state. And desire arise in you, also contemplate selfless mental state as selfless mental state. When you note in this way, then your mind will not engage with that state of mind. Your mind will not cling to that state of the mind. And the mind will not take a stand upon that state of mind as myself. Then you are letting go the identity view from moment to moment. I keep on repeating because through many years experience, I understand. Only by repeating the same thing again and again, then it stick to the consciousness. Otherwise, no. Previously, I'm very enthusiasm, you know, because I have so much knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. So every Dhamma talk, I want to give new thing, to give new teaching to my student. Finally, I realized, no, they never stick to the mind. So now I learn already, yeah? Through my experience in this year in USA, I keep on repeat the same thing again and again. Then finally, all my students got it. And if you open the Sutta, Sanyutta Nikaya Sutta, previously, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I read the time, Buddha always said, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, consciousness impermanent. The whole book, 80%, Buddha said impermanent. I get so fed up, I don't want to read anymore. At the time, I cannot appreciate. Just like you cannot appreciate when I keep on repeating the same thing. But now I understand why Buddha wants to repeat the same thing again and again through my own teaching experience. So therefore, by repeating the same thing again and again, that stick to your mind. That is most important. Otherwise, if the Dhamma cannot stick into your mind, that's not beneficial. Okay? So bear with me. Okay, if I repeat the same thing. Okay, the next four contemplation. He understands as it really is. Conditioned form. Let's say, when you contemplate the four elements, or pain, or whatever sensation, by way of four elements that arise in your body, apart from contemplate impermanent or suffering or selfless, you also can contemplate conditioned form as conditioned form. Okay, let's say why pain arises. You can analyze when you contemplate conditioned form, then this time you need some investigation. Impermanent, you don't need investigation. But if you want to analyze the cause and condition, you need some investigating of the Dharma. Dhamma vicaya sambojanga is one of the factors of enlightenment. So, when a pain arises in you and you contemplate conditioned form as conditioned form, then you will have to ask yourself, why pain arises? Why pain arises in the body? What's the reason? What's the condition for pain to arise? Why pain? Why there is pain? Yes, sometimes the way you sit, sometimes because you sit very long, and also there are many reasons. But the very basic reason is that when you have the body, you have the pain. Right? Oh, why pain arises in me? Not only you, everybody. So you should not have self-pity. Why only me? No, everybody has the same pain. We are in the same boat, including me. We have. It's just that my mind don't react to it only. So you say, conditioned pain or conditioned form is conditioned form. Then further you ask yourself, why this pain arises in you? Oh, because of having body. Then you can continue investigate why we have body. Yes, because of previous ignorance and craving that caused this four element in form of body to arise. Therefore, this pain and body is the effect, right, of certain causes. Thus, it's called conditioned form as conditioned form. Understand? Yeah. So you analyze in this way. Then you understand, this pain is only conditioned. Conditioned form as conditioned form. As you investigating the cause and condition, then you will not entertain the notion of I. You will not entertain the notion of permanent self. Because cause also changing. The cause and condition also change. So once you see the change, you will not entertain permanent self. Similarly, when you have some fear, they say you fear, when you sit very long, the pain arises in you, then you start to have worry and fear. Will I injure myself? Or maybe after the retreat, I have to go hospital, to have operation on my leg if I sit continuously for 2 hours. I think this worry should arise in most of you. I am blessed enough. Throughout my life, once I started my meditation when I was very young, I never have this worry and fear. Why? What do you think? Why I never have this type of worry and fear? No past karma. Why? Yes, correct. Strong faith and confidence in the Dharma, not in myself. There's no self, okay? In the Dharma. I have strong faith and confidence in the Dharma, so I can discard all this worry and fear. Nothing will happen to me one, I know. This is called courageous effort and unshakable faith. So, when there's too much pain in you, and worry and fear arise in you, then you should note. Condition, worry, and condition, mental state. Or you say this worry and fear is conditionally produced. Why conditioned? Then what's the cause for your worry and fear? You've got to investigate yourself. What's the cause of your worry and fear? I think most people experience this worry and fear, that sitting long will hurt yourself. What's the cause? You've got to investigate yourself, because strongly attachment to the body. Your strong attachment to the body, or because you identify the body as myself. You think you can control it. So you investigate cause and condition. Then let go of that. You contemplate condition, mental phenomena, condition, fear, condition, worry as condition, worry. Then later on, you can also contemplate impermanent, or not self, selfless worry, or selfless mental state. Similarly, sometimes when your eye sees something unpleasant, when your eye sees something unpleasant, then irritation arises in you. So when that irritation arises in you, you should note that irritating mind as conditioned, irritating or conditioned mental state as conditioned mental state. Then you analyze why this irritation arises. Oh, because of seeing unpleasant object. Unpleasant object is the cause. Arising of irritating mind is effect. So you see cause, effect. So you can contemplate cause and effect, cause and effect. After contemplating cause and effect, you further contemplate non-self to strengthen, to enhance your insight of non-self. So once you contemplate condition, anger as condition, anger, then you first further contemplate, since it's cause and effect, there's no permanent self, there's no controller, right? There's no one can control the process. So it's non-self. So you see the nature of non-self. What is the meaning of non-self? Non-self means beyond one's control. This is one of the definition of non-self. Second, it does not yield to one's wishes. It does not follow your wishes. This is another meaning of non-self. And because, therefore, when you're listening cause and effect, then you see the non-self nature. So you further contemplate non-self anger as non-self anger. Similarly, whatever mental, whatever emotion you have, sometimes sorrow, desire, and whatever emotion you have, try to contemplate that emotion as condition arising phenomena. Mentally note, it's a condition arising phenomena. Condition arising phenomena, then you further investigate the cause. Each person has their own different causes. So once you can find out the cause, then contemplate. It's just a cause and effect relationship. Mentally tell yourself, just cause and effect relationship. They are not permanent. They are not belonging to myself. Just cause and effect relationship. This is called wise attention. Seeing things according to the truth. This way of contemplating is very effective to block all the refinements to stay long in your heart. Lastly, the fifth contemplation, he understands as it really is. Murderous form, as murderous form. Okay, previously we have talked about this five aggregate. When you get close to it, crave for it and cling to it, then it will become a murderer. It will kill you because of your craving and clinging. So these five aggregates, Buddha compared these five aggregates as murderer. So when the four elements arise in the body, or the pain arise in the body one after another, isn't it like murderer killing you? Yes or no? Yes. So at this time you can note it, murderer pain, murderer form as murderer form. It's killing me. Murderer form as murderer form. And also, whatever feeling you experience, let's say pleasant feeling. When pleasant feeling arises, you can contemplate impermanent, feel pleasant feeling as impermanent pleasant feeling. Or you also can contemplate painful, even though it's pleasant, but you also can contemplate it as painful. Why? Because it will change. It will change. There's no permanent pleasant feeling. Never. Everything changes. So when this pleasant feeling changes, then it becomes unpleasant. So you note, before that you already see it will change. So you note unpleasant first. You note painful first. Painful feeling is painful feeling. And since it changes, and when it becomes painful, it's piercing your heart. Therefore, it becomes murderer. So you note murderer feeling as murderer feeling. Right? And whatever state that arises in your mind, fear, worry, anger, jealousy, desire, when all this unwholesome state that arises in your mind, if you don't contemplate it with mindfulness and wisdom, the mind will immediately cling to it. When you cling to it, then you will be killed. You will be killed by your clinging and craving. And at that time, all this state of mind become the murderer. So you contemplate it as murderer mental state, or whatever, murderer fear, murderer worry, and this all kills me in the round of rebirth. So you contemplate all this murderer form or murderer formation or murderer consciousness as murderer consciousness. Okay? So please repeat to me, what are the five ways? The first one, we take form as example. First, impermanent form as impermanent form. Second, painful form as painful form. Third, selfless form as selfless form. Fourth, Yeah, conditioned form as conditioned form. Last one. Murderer form as murderer form. So among these five, you can choose anyone that suits the circumstances the most. Sometimes you get tired with impermanent. Oh my, there are another four ways to contemplate. You can contemplate selfless, murderer, and so on. Play with it. Okay? So if you contemplate in this way, and Venerable Sariputta said, if you contemplate in this way, then you will not become engaged with five aggregate. You will not cling to five aggregate, and you will not take a stand upon this five aggregate as myself. When you do not engage and take upon a stand upon them as myself, and this same five aggregates of clinging to which one does not become engaged and to which one does not cling, and this will lead to one's welfare and happiness for a long, long time. Okay? Understand? Understand or not? Okay, so this enough for your today's lesson, and put into practice for today. Get used to it before you go back. When you go back, you will forget one. Even in a retreat, I keep on reminding you again and again, you still forget. Don't expect when you go back, you can remember. Okay? Okay, thank you so much.